Hello, dear listeners of Bay FM 99.9. I'm Douglas Valente, and this is Lusofonia, all about the Portuguese spoken world. I must say I was quite unsure on what to play in today's program Wednesday night, so I had an insight that night that not many people know much about classical Brazilian music, and that's a shame. I myself know very little, just because I have a musician brother that has chosen that path for his life. His name is Diego Cristiano Valente, and I'd like to thank him for his suggestions for this show. Thanks, bruh! And before I say anything else, let me start playing some music for you to have a taste of the Brazilian classical world. You will hear one of the most brilliant pieces of music ever written, in my humble opinion, by the genius Heitor Villa-Lobos. O Trenzinho do Caipira, which is a piece that imitates the movement of a locomotive through the instruments of the orchestra. Here, played by the Brazilian Symphonic Orchestra and conducted by Maestro Roberto Mizuki. We'll be right back. What is that? I mean, there is no word but genius to explain such a piece of art. Known as o Trenzinho do Caipira, this toccata is the fourth movement of Bachianas Brasileiras, number 2. The famous Bachianas Brasileiras is a tribute to Johann Sebastian Bach, made of 9 compositions where Villa-Lobos merged Brazilian folk material, especially caipira music, with pre-classical forms in the style of Bach. I'll be finishing the program with another remarkable piece of Bachianas Brasileiras. But while we're still on Villa-Lobos, I'd like to honor my brother Diego playing a song that means a lot for me, because it's one of the songs he used to play when he studied classical guitar back in the days when he was starting on music, on classical music. And I remember him playing this over and over again at home, aiming perfection. The record you will listen to is from the guitarist Nicolas Petrol playing Prelúdio No. 1, composed by Villa-Lobos around 1930, when he wrote all Bachianas Brasileiras. Thank you.